The House by Christopher Lee, featuring Julian Glover as Sir Charles Bannister and Peter Kelly as Dougal Baxter.
I must say, Charles, so much more civilised to resolve matters of urgency over a sensible bit of fish.
Pity about the wine.
You suppose someone gave it to them as a dining present?
Not in Downing Street.
He was quite decisive.
Once you had explained what he had to do.
Did I?
You did.
You think he noticed?
He did it.
He's quite decisive once he understands the decision he's to make.
Should have seen him yesterday when I first told him.
So you said. A display of nervousness.
Right. But tonight, well, you saw for yourself.
The squadron returned. Winko ruffles the mongrel's ear, moves Queen's Pawn and settles into the sunshine of Biggin Hill. It's known as recovery, dear heart.
There's more to it, isn't there?
Shouldn't have thought so.
I watched you tonight. You never took your eyes off him. What haven't you told me, old man?
Nothing that diverts our attention.
I'd like to know.
And now we go for the kill. Most satisfying.
I still find it hard to condone tapping.
I thought your compromise most suitable. And remember, Charles, the innocent have nothing to fear.
But they still have the right to privacy.
Come now, dear heart. In a true democracy, there is no need for privacy. All is for the common good.
Don't leave traces of democracy in the dustbin. The snoopers will be rummaging after lights out. I wonder what old Disraeli would have made of this sort of thing.
He would have written another novel. He was a scoundrel.
You're right, of course. But I must say I feel for the poor blighter, whoever he is.
And not for the blighteress. Mm-hmm. How interesting, Charles. How very interesting.
Mary, I'm not sure this is a good idea.
That's up to you. But if you really want to know, Charles is the only person who'll help you.
I wasn't about to fall on his mercy.
Let's hope he doesn't offer you his sword.
God, it's hardly National Treason Week. People are doing this every hour on the hour. So what's the deal?
Don't be naive, Alex. It's not who you sleep with, it's what you sleep with. If there's a red box in the study and a scrambler by the bed, you've struck oil.
Or fear.
Or both. We'll soon know which.
But I can't just say, oh, hello, Charles. I hear you've been discussing my affair. How did it go?
You'll know as soon as he walks in. If he's been talking about you, you'll be the last person he'll want to see.
And then what?
Then it's up to you. Or both of you.
Forget it. I'm on my own.
You've not heard from him?
He calls it a communications blackout.
Not even telephone calls?
Especially telephone calls. We've actually gone into hiding. For the first time in my life, I understand humiliation.
It's happening to him as well.
But I've done nothing more than fall in love and then into bed. And in that order.
With the wrong person.
This is horrid.
Yes, it is, isn't it? But there must have been moments when it wasn't.
I wasn't asking for sympathy.
Never mind. You're attractive enough to keep it anyway.
Darling?
Here we go. Forget the smile. Watch the eyes. But you'll have to be quick. He's very good.
I think I'm going to scream.
No, you're not. That would be terribly obvious. Hello, darling. Hi, Stindins.
Here. Have some more.
No, you'll get me tiddly.
I'd call it celebrating.
Well, you might be jumping your chickens or counting your guns or whatever it is.
I don't think so. He was very clear. He needs me back in cabinet. Safe pair of hands, you know.
Dougal, off! I don't need a demonstration. Certainly not here.
Last time you were in this place, you walked out on me.
You deserved it.
And now?
And now is not then. There doesn't have to be a reason for everything.
At your age, there does. Oh.
Thank you very much.
Oh, come on, Kay. I was pulling your leg. You're too sensitive.
You sure this time?
Perfectly. He told me himself. He's about to shuffle. I'm in.
I meant about us.
Oh, that. Of course. We understand one another.
Dougal, I know it's hard for you to grasp, but I am not a business arrangement.
Of course you're not. Of course not.
I'm sorry that, well, you know, things weren't quite right for a while.
That's yesterday. Forget it.
Thanks.
Just don't get all high and mighty again, okay? I say, can we have the bill, please?
I'll call you first
So, tell me more. What happened?
That was all very odd. Why was Alex so interested?
Would you like a nightcap?
Mary, sit down a moment. Why?
Nightcap?
No, thanks. Why?
Gossip. Don't look like that, darling. I'm afraid that's it. Gossip.
I don't believe it. She's not that sort. Far too down to earth.
Well, gossip is as far down to earth as anyone can get, isn't it? After all, what's the point of being an insider if you have to wait to read all about it?
I don't think the papers will get this.
You mean you hope they don't?
That too. No, this is for the moment containable.
But you know who it is.
Those who need to know do so. Care will be taken.
Phone tapping. Steaming open letters.
I didn't say that.
Charles, the last unequivocal thing you ever said to me was I do. At least I think it was.
You know, Mary, I'm tired of all this. When we've sorted this nonsense, I think I'll have a word with a PM. It's time to go.
Time for your spending more time with your family press release,
I'm serious.
And quite wrong. And your blessed leader thinks so, too.
The bombardier? Stuff and nonsense.
My God, you really do need a change. We talked.
You can't have.
Yes, we can have.
When?
When I delivered our draft report to Number 10. He thinks you should be more active in the House.
Doing what?
That's for him to tell you. But for what it's worth, I think he's right for once.
I've done my bit. Time for a quieter life. Anyway, what is this? You've never taken an interest in the House.
Of course I have. You've simply never been interested enough to notice.
Tell you what, Paul. If it comes to anything, we've got to be really quiet about it. Mind you, I have a feeling it'll be a big thank you, but no thank you.
Oh, don't be a pessimist.
Well, they said last Monday, so it doesn't look too good.
It's just the Post.
It's just the job, you mean.
Well, can't you call them?
If there's nothing by the morning, I will.
And what if they say no?
Well, Prob started to say yes. Then, well, just imagine your dad. He'll go barking.
Oh, no, he won't. He'll think about it and he'll say, I see. And Mummy will say something clever like, no, you don't, Charles, but I'm sure you will.
And what about you? Is it what you want?
Absolutely. Don't you?
Oh, yeah. But it's really up to you. And if I win, I get the cigar. You're the only one with something to lose.
Oh, God, my eyes hurt.
You drank too much last night.
It was your fault.
You could have said no.
Yes, Dougal, so I could. Like more coffee?
You're sure this is decaffeinated?
Absolutely.
It tastes like the real thing.
Well, I spent a long time getting the best. It is decaf, and I'm glad you like it. By the way, there's still a clean shirt of yours in the wardrobe.
How thoughtful.
We aim to please.
Oh, you do. You do. Just like old times. Look, hammer shower. I'm seeing Charles at 11. Oh, and by the by, Kay, it's better if we don't leave together.
Don't worry, Dougal. You turn up your collar and slip on the shades. I'll use the stairs. After all, I only live here.
You do understand, don't you? My position and everything.
As you say, Dougal. Just like old times.
You're looking tired, old man. You're not overdoing it, are you?
Probably. Now, come on, stop avoiding the issue. So who authorized the tap?
No one.
Isn't that dangerous?
We decided that if it produces anything, it'll be authorized. Retrospectively was the phrase used by the attorney.
And if nothing turns up, then there was no tap. I like it.
Thank you.
So come on. Who is she?
I don't know. And at this stage, I don't want to.
Someone must know.
We've left it to Henry. The less we know, the better.
I suppose you've seen him.
Well, not since he was with that Mr. Baxter in the members' lobby. That must have been an hour ago.
Well, it's unlike him. He always lets me know where he is.
I wanted a word myself, in private.
Oh, cheer up. You've got a face as long as your arm.
Oh, bad news, bad news. 25 years in the Andrew I was. 25 years and just the once in the rattle. And here I am, off caps, up before the sergeant-at-arms.
You don't really think Sir Charles reported you, do you now?
Well, he wouldn't, would he? He's old school, you see. Old school. He'd have dealt with it himself.
I'll have a word.
Oh, you don't have to. This is my problem. Anyway, it's too late. seeing him dinner time.
What's the sergeant going to say?
He'll throw the book at me.
Well, depends what you tell him. You just mentioned the letters to another member.
Had to be weakened, didn't it?
Oh, he's a clever cat, that one. He comes the innocent, but he does it from behind.
Had a bit of a wobble on, didn't I? Should have known better, I should. Stand next to him, but never drink with him. Should have stuck to the rules.
Well, it's not exactly one for the tower.
But I shouldn't have. Messages to members are confidential. Everyone knows that. Confidential.
Come on. It's not as if you've been belling the news of the world, is it now?
Oh.
You leave Sir Charles to me. Don't you worry, George.
Okay, okay. Hello?
Alex?
Oh, wait a minute. Mary, sorry about that. I'm into drowning.
Who, you?
No, the bloody world. That's who. What did he say after I'd left? Anything?
Yes. Not much, but definitely a yes.
Hold on. Shall I come over?
Best not. How about where we met yesterday? 20 minutes?
Mm.
Bye.
Bye.
Ah, Rose. Look, would you put all my appointments on hold?
And number 10?
No, we'll save those. Apologies to everyone else.
Uh-huh.
Tell them... Well, you don't have to tell them anything, okay?
Till when?
The weekend, at least.
Russians coming after all?
No, it's... Well, I'll tell you about it when I can. Now, if you want me, I'll be in the PM's room.
Just a quick one. George Sharp.
Mr. Sharp, what about him?
Did you know the Sergeant-at-Arms has called him in?
Yes, I did.
Oh. Well, I was wondering... I was wondering if you could have a word with him. The sergeant, that is.
I have. That's why Mr. Sharp's to be seen.
You told him about the letters?
I told the sergeant, yes. What's this all about?
I see. Well, nothing. I'm sorry. I'm holding you up. He's upset. That's all.
Good. So he should be. I expected a man of his background to have known better. When the sergeant's finished with him, I imagine he will.
Doesn't change, does it? One rule for the poor, no rules for the rich.
You really think they're tapping your phone?
Of course they are.
Charles didn't say it was yours.
Don't be pedantic, Mary. They're having secret meetings at number 10. Your brother warns me off. Charles says there's a phone tap. He stops calling.
You think they're playing with you?
They're not.
I've seen this before. They're not certain.
Well, let's change that, shall we? I'm not a salmon. If someone's about to land me and bash me over the head with a cudgel, let's get on with it.
Confronting Charles won't get you anywhere.
But it'll get the whole thing out in the open.
Listen, Alex. Don't forget they're panicking. My advice is stay in the cupboard. When you come out, they'll have gone away. Dreams do.
Hi. I'm sorry I'm late.
No probs. Cheaper drinking by myself. What do you want? Spritzer.
Please.
White wine and soda, please.
Mm.
Well?
Well, Mummy's guest, I think.
Great. One down, one to go.
I wanted to say I wanted to tell her something and she said wait until Daddy was there.
Is that good?
Oh, yes. I mean, it saves him stamping around all grumpy and shouting, why am I the last to know?
Is he usually?
No, he's usually the first. He just doesn't listen.
Yes. Cheers.
I mean, he'll be fine. He likes you. And they both do. Anyway, it wouldn't matter if you didn't.
Thanks. But it would. We're getting married, not doing a runner.
We are, aren't we?
Yes, boss. We are. Cheers.
God, I forgot to ask. Did you call them?
Nope.
Nick, why not? You said you would.
Didn't have to.
Well, why not?
Really? There he was, 8:15 sharpish, Postman Pat, doing the business.
And?
Here, read it. How's your friend?
How soon can you get him, then?
If it's urgent.
Of course it is. Polly's getting married.
Polly? Oh, Struth. When?
I don't mean now. She's just telephoned. Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, young Nick, is it?
Oh, my God, you know, I didn't ask her. There must be.
Where is she?
On her way to Dougal's. They're having a party. He's giving them champagne. Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, I'm so happy for her. And you, Lady Bannister. Big hug.
Thank you, Rose. And you. Look, you must find Charles and tell him to be at Dougal's. OK?
Well, I must say this is a wonderful occasion. Our first office romance. And so has everyone got a glass?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Ah, Charles, there you are. We were about to start. The champagne, you know, getting warm.
Drunk, you mean. Darling, hurry up. Here, here's a glass.
Oh, thanks, darling. Mm.
Daddy, you please.
Of course I am, darling. Now, you look after her, mind.
Yes, thanks. Yes, I will.
Come on, Charles. You can do the crying later.
Dougal, we have to talk.
Oh, of course we do, Charles.
Darling, please. Just this once.
Oh, sorry, but...
good. So now we're all here. It's my enormous pleasure, especially as Polly's godfather, to give you the simple toast. Polly and Nick.
Polly and Nick. Thanks.
Careful now. I want no spillage. It's far too expensive.
Oh, that was lovely.
Yeah, thanks, Chief. Really nice. Cheers.
Shouldn't Nick say a few words?
Yeah.
Not that we understand them, of course.
Google, I think it's about to boil over.
Charles, Sherry. Come on, Nick.
Well, as I say...
Do we know who?
It's been great.
I'm meeting Henry in 20 minutes. You best be there.
Well, I have to say, I didn't know I was going to be as happy as this. Right, Paul?
Can I just say, please?
Let Polly just say.
Gosh.
Go on, darling.
Well, it was nothing really. I just wanted to say thanks to everyone, and well, I suppose that's it. We'll keep in touch.
But keep in touch. You're not getting married straight away. I mean, you're not.
My God, no, she can't be.
Oh my God, Father James.
I mean, you're not leaving or anything.
Nice one, Paul. Nice one.
Oh, dear. Put the corks back in, save what's left.
Well?
Nothing. It's just that, well...
Well, we've got some plans, and... Yes. Well, we were going to tell you.
Is Nick's going to, he's going to do something else, right?
Look, it's dead simple, Chief. We're going to Brussels.
Brussels?
Ooh, that must be
dreaming. Been offered a job in the commission.
You have? Whatever for?
Because they think he's brilliant, right?
Yes. Well, it's part one of the plan.
And part two of the plan?
Strasbourg. Don't you think it's brilliant?
Strasbourg.
Strasbourg.
Well, I know you're joking.
How wonderful.
You? Well, go on.
Well, I'm going to stand for the European Parliament. MEP. What do you think, Chief?
Why?
Well, what happened?
I've been disciplined.
What's that when it's at home?
Pulled up with a round turn and two half inches.
Sounds nasty.
Well, it's no joke, Rose. No joke at all. If it went any further, then that'd be me finished.
Not worth it for a couple of letters, is it?
More to it than that. You see, I know what those letters were on about.
You opened them?
Of course not. But I put two and two together. I've got an old oppo, you know. Chief RS, same as me. You know, communications.
I didn't.
He was down at Whitehall Wireless, and now he's working for...
Radio rentals?
Oh, for the Follies. You know, M.I. Watson. A lot of them do.
You're not telling me that Great British Spies PLC are broadcasting this all over town? Oh, what a joke.
We generally have a jar on Fridays, you know. Well, it got a bit late, and, well...
You had one of your wobbles on.
So did he.
And told you whose nose they were tapping.
Something like that.
Have you told Sir Charles this?
Well, of course not. I wouldn't want to get him into trouble, would I?
Well, you could be serious. They'd bung him in with the Ravens for leaking stuff like that.
Oh, no, I wouldn't drop him in it. That wouldn't be fair, would it? By the way, did you ask Sir Charles who told the sergeant?
I did. He didn't know.
I'm sorry I'm late, old man. I suppose you've heard about Polly.
And the curious Nicholas. Yes, my dear, she did ask me about it.
Oh, Polly did?
I was touched.
Well, I suppose you are her uncle. I'm only her father.
An altogether unforgivable position. Now, some tea?
No, really, let's get on.
Oh, I insist.
Henry, please, what's happened?
Nothing.
It must have.
The flowers that bloom in the spring, tra-la, have faded and the darling petals have dropped.
What's going on, Henry?
I thought you'd have known. My Herod received a call from your Herod.
When was this?
2? He was told there was no thing to report, and so he said, cease the operation.
We said at least 48 hours.
And then just 30 minutes later, he was kind enough to tell my Herod that one of your colleagues plans to spend more time with his family.
My godfather, James. I know nothing of this.
You have been celebrating, Charles.
Who is it?
Would you be so kind, dear heart, to pass that bar, Chitty? Thank you. There you are.
But he can't go. Not him, surely.
Surely he will, Charles. More accurately, surely he will in 1/2 hour from now.
And the other piece of the jigsaw, the lady in question?
In the circumstances, I think it better the cups remain upturned and undisturbed.
Darling?
No, thanks.
Jolly nice evening. What a splendid day. And a lovely supper, thank you.
It was our pleasure.
Alex was very quiet. Is she all right?
Of course she is.
Funny way of showing it. Quite snappy with Henry, I thought.
And that would explain everything.
Oh, Henry's all right. He was jolly good with Nick.
No, darling, Nick was jolly good with Henry.
I hope they'll be happy.
They're young enough to be.
We were all that once.
Well, we're so happy, aren't we?
Usually.
What's that meant to mean?
More often than unusually.
Oh.
Oh, darling, don't look so grumpy.
I'm not. I just didn't know you felt like that.
I'm not feeling like anything. We're still here, and we're still together, and most of the time we thoroughly enjoy it. Now you're going to stop being silly old party chairman, it'll be even better.
You mean not so much travelling?
Charles, I wish you'd stop telling me what I mean.
Sorry.
But yes, it was never an ambition to eat communal lunch in each of the county towns. Having done it, I realised I was right.
Now, Rose worked out that last year I had 117 chicken lunches or dinners.
Poor chickens.
They didn't feel a thing.
Charles... That was almost funny. You're not supposed to be funny.
Light-headed. I've just got rid of a daughter and gained a second bathroom.
And a new job. What will you call yourself?
Leader of the house. Why?
Won't you be thingy of the council as well?
Lord President. Leader of the house will do. That's where I'll be, so that's what I'll be.
And you'll have all the usual channels to play with. Secret meetings on back stairs, rolling up your trouser legs in the Ways and Means corridor. Oh, how exciting.
And everyone just waiting for me to make a mistake. I can hear the knives sharpening already.
But, darling, you've got a fencing blue.
And that, darling, was more than 30 years ago, and the rules were clearly defined.
I'm sure basic skills won't desert you, Charles, and you can make up your own rules. You always do.
You will, I take it, my dear, be returning to your wig and gown?
Am I about to be clapped in irons and sent to the colonies if I don't? You're amazing.
I hardly see you peering from the last of England. No, simply an observation.
You're frightened. Don't worry. I'm too young to write my memoirs.
There is always a beginning to prove you wrong.
I don't have the sort of ego.
But should you choose, you do have a tale to tell.
I have half a tale. My half.
I'd simply like to know more.
You must think I'm a half-wit. You want me to fill in the missing gaps? No way.
You exaggerate your importance, Alex. Anyway, I didn't step with you to argue, but to give you a whimsical piece of advice.
Whimsy? I suppose tapping my phone was part of your whimsy.
We did not.
Look, Henry, I know what you have to do for a living. I'm broad-minded. I love the monarch. I love your green bowler, okay? But I don't like my phone tapped. I don't like being lied to.
We did not.
Charles said there was a tap.
Not on you.
Who?
Not on you. I've tried to tell you. You were not important. No one has known but me. Sorry to disappoint once again.
Which means there was someone else. Not us.
Which means, my dear Alex, that fortunately for my sense of whimsy, the world remains deliciously wicked.
As for your transgressions, pure whimsy, and thus, for the moment, insignificant. Good night, my dear.
The House featured Julian Glover as Sir Charles Bannister, Peter Kelly as Dougal Baxter, Isla Blair as Mary, Christopher Benjamin, Henry, Jane Booker, Kay, Ruth Gemmell, Polly, Julian Dutton, Nick, Sheila Reed, Rose, Norman Bird, Sharp, and Caroline Bliss as Alex. It was written by Christopher Lee and produced by Neil Cargill.